Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. God bless you. It's so good to be here. It's so good to be with you here again on the Prayer News Network Global. I tell you, people of God, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day on today. We bless God for all of his blessings. We bless him on today. Amen, Jesus, for all that he's done. We just know that he showed up and showed out in your several houses of worship. We just know it. We just know that he did. Amen. Glory to God. And we're just so grateful tonight to be back here on Sunday night. People of God, we're grateful. Listen, we're grateful to be here on Sunday Night Live. How about that? Sunday Night Live. So we bless God. We thank God on tonight. We thank him for bringing us back. Glory to God. We pray that you had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week. Last week, amen, as we began, amen, this first day of the week. Glory to God. Actually, Sunday is the first day of the week. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God, amen, for starting us out, on this new day, on this new week. How many of you have great anticipations for what this week will hold? How many has an expectancy? How many has an expectancy of your week? Are you expecting something? Are you expecting something great? Are you expecting miracles? Are you expecting signs? Are you expecting wonders? What are you expecting on this week? Are you expecting a visitation from the Lord? Are you expecting, glory to God, are you expecting visitors? Listen, what are you expecting? Are you expecting to be endowed, amen, by his presence? Are you expecting on tonight, glory to God, are you expecting to be enlightened by the word of God? Are you expecting anything? Are you expecting anything of this week? Yes. Yes. Are you expecting anything of this week? Think about that. Think about that. Lord God, listen, because the old cliche used to be, Reverend Act used to say, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you expect nothing, you get nothing. And if you expect nothing, you can get anything. Amen. But we want to change that thing. We want to turn that thing around, don't we? Yes, we do. So God bless you. God bless you on this week. God bless you already in advance. Amen. Glory to God. How many expecting blessings of blessings upon blessings? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. How many expecting, what's his name? I forgot his first name, Brown. Amen. Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings upon blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings upon blessings. Amen. Glory to God. So let's put that out there into the atmosphere. Let's put it out there in the atmosphere, people of God, and let's believe God. Let's believe God for, again, miracles, signs, and wonders. We want to thank God for you, people of God, each one of you that have come to join us on tonight. Those of you that are listening internationally, we thank God for you. We thank God for you for coming to be with us. We know that there are so many places that you could be, but we thank God, listen, that you counted it not robbery to come and sit and be with us. People of God, we want you to go ahead and get your pen and pencil, your paper, your phone, whatever you're going to use to take notes. I want you to go ahead and get prepared, get your heart ready, get your spirit ready. Get rid of all of the distractions. Get rid of all of the distractions, people of God, because we know that there's a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. And we thank God. Every time we come to this line, this Prayer News Network, people of God, there is a word from the Lord. And we give God thanks. We give God praise because he don't slight us. Amen. But he always makes provision to get his word across to his people. So we thank God for you, people of God. And since you're here, glory be to God, we might as well go on in. We might as well have church. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight. We want you listening ear, we want your spirit listening on tonight to hear what thus saith the Lord. So we give God thanks and give God praise. Listen, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight, people of God. Invite. Glory to God. Somebody, anybody, invite on tonight. Amen. Just take the time. Take the time, glory to God. Amen. Go down that group list, that group text list. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. Don't come by yourself. Invite someone to come to be with you on tonight. Amen. And while you're rethinking, taking the opportunity to go ahead and invite a couple of people, we just want to thank God for our leaders on tonight, as we always do, thanking the Lord first and foremost for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, for him, amen, for he's truly the head of this line, the head of this work, people of God, amen. Jesus, we didn't start it on our own, but it was by the divine unctioning of he himself, glory to God. So we give God thanks and praise because the work continues. It continues. Many have come, many have gone, many have been strengthened, many have come along the way, many have been set free. Many people of God have been restored, just so many things that the PNN has done. And we give God thanks and praise for all that it has done. We thank God, amen, that it was able, listen, people of God, to be a bridge to bring a lot of people over. This PNN has been a bridge to bring a lot of people over. Amen. Glory to God. And now that they've come over, amen, it's okay. They're gone their way. Amen. God, amen. For on tonight, our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.C. James, we thank God for him. Amen. Thank God for the path that he has set. He was truly a trailblazer. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for him. We give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight, people of God, for our senior apostle, glory to God, none other than Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him. We give God thanks on tonight, glory to God, for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord, people of God, glory to God, for amen, Jesus, him as well. He's my pastor. Amen. So we just give God thanks and we give God praise for him. Thank God for the women of God that stand by their side. Amen. Glory to God. Holding up, praying, travailing for these men of God in leadership. Amen. We give God thanks on tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Amen, Jesus, the wife of the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. We thank God for her. Praying for her always and the first family. Thanking God on tonight for our advisors, our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. We give God thanks. We give God praise for them on tonight. Glory to God for them holding their space, their place. Amen. In the body of Christ. Amen. In this work, this prayer news network global. Amen. We give God thanks. Mm-hmm. We give God praise, amen, on tonight, glory to God, for, amen, Jesus, our scripture reader, on tonight, thank you, God, on tonight, for our prayer warrior, on tonight, we give God thanks and praise, glory to God, for them on tonight, amen, it's just a blessing, it's surely a blessing, people of God, for the soldiers that yet continue to stand as this work continues to move forth in the earth. Amen. I don't know about you, people of God, but I'm super-duper excited. I'm super-super excited for what God is doing. I'm super-duper excited for the upcoming three-year anniversary. Yes, thanking God for it. Amen. Already in advance. Giving God thanks, giving God praise. Hallelujah. For it on tonight, amen. And we pray that you're making plans, amen. July the 8th, people of God, will be, July the 8th will be the anniversary of this Prayer News Network Global. And we thank God hitherto, amen, or to this point, amen, that the Lord has kept us, the Lord has sustained us, amen. And we just thank God, amen, for it. Thank him for his keeping power, yeah, Lord, amen. Thanking him for his keeping power on tonight, for only God could do it. How many know that? Amen. How many know that, that only God could do it? Only God could do it, amen. And he has done it, and he has truly done us well, amen. So we bless the Lord, amen. We thank him on tonight. We glorify him on tonight again for his goodness, his grace. Amen. We thank him for what he's about to do. Amen. In the midst of this outreach ministry, we thank him. Glory to God. Amen. We just bless him. We just bless him. We just thank him. We just tell you, people of God, that the best is yet to come. So tonight, glory to God, again, we want you to go ahead and get your pen and pencil, your paper, get ready on tonight, get your listening ear, get yourself positioned to hear from the Lord on tonight. Call somebody, tell somebody about the Prayer News Network, people of God. Tell somebody that the person that you tell may be a life that you're saving. So go ahead, tell somebody, text somebody, let them know that the Prayer News Network is alive, and we would love for them to come and join us. Tell them to come and hear a word from the Lord on tonight. And tonight, people of God, we will get ready to, as always, to sanctify our line on tonight. Glory to God. We're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would come to sanctify our line. And then immediately after her, people of God, we're going to have our scripture reading on tonight by Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland. And people of God, the speaker tonight is none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. Glory to God, coming to us from Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide. Amen. This woman of God has a standing commitment with the Prayer News Network, and we thank God for her for keeping that commitment, coming every Sunday, every Monday night. Amen. So we want you to go ahead and get prepared again. Go ahead and send out a couple of messages and let someone know that we're here. Let them know that we're alive, and let them know that we want them to come and join us on tonight. So on tonight, we yield the platform, glory to God, unto you, glory to God, missionary fan. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
You.
Glory to your name, Lord God. Father,
yes.
In the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, giving your name the honor. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you just to have your way tonight once again and let your will be done in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look upon us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you this night, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God. Forgive us for all our iniquities. Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions. Lord God, even the very thoughts that we may have had today that wasn't like you, Lord God. We ask you right now to look down upon each and every one of us, Lord God, name by name, Lord God. We ask you this night, Lord God, just to move this night by your spirit and by your power on us tonight. Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, to just come in, Lord God, once again. And, Lord God, bless our spirit tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come asking you, Lord God, to, Lord God, come to sit at the throne tonight, Lord God, to hear Father from you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to say thank you, Lord God, for how you blessed us today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we realize and know, Lord God, that you didn't have to do it, but you did, and we are so grateful. We are so grateful tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we realize and know that we all are not in the same place, Lord God, but we come tonight on one accord, Lord God, asking you to have your way, Lord God, and bless us this night, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your perfect way, Lord God, this night. In the name of Jesus, let your Holy Ghost come tonight, Lord God, and fill the house, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, each and every one of our houses tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, far and near, Lord God, every country, Lord God, every state. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your choice anointing come in, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to receive, Lord God, what the Spirit has to say unto the church tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day to look down upon the bereaved families, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, give them strength. Let them know that you are the lift of their head. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless, Lord God, this night. Save, Lord God, deliver this night, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, fill with the Holy Ghost tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch, Lord God, that young man, that young woman, that young boy, that young girl. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, to let your precious Holy Ghost, let your spirit draw them tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, I just want to say thank you for the woman of God tonight, Lord God. Prophet Duncan, Lord God, we're asking you this night just to bless the Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for allowing her to come, Lord God, Sundays and Monday nights, Lord God, because you looked down, Lord God, to see that we was going to need this word in this time, Lord God, and we just thank you for her. We magnify you, Lord God. We glorify you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, look on Mr. Bradley. Lord God, touch her, Lord God, for you see and you know all things. Have your way in her life. Let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we'll be so careful. Lord God, we won't take nothing for granted, but we'll be so careful to give your name the praise. We'll be so careful to give your name the glory, the honor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be coming from 2 Corinthians in the 10th chapter, the 3rd through the 6th verse. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to resist all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. I have read to you 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 3rd through the 6th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. We bless God on this night. We thank God for this opportunity to once again come into his presence. I'm quite sure all of us are feeling welcome by now. Bless his name. I just want to come in agreement with the protocol that has already been established. Hallelujah. But I do give God thanks for my pastor, who's the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, Pastor Lindsay. I thank God for Evangelist Bradley, her prayer warriors, her PN advisors. I just thank God for every one of you, wherever you are listening in from every nation, every city, wherever you are tonight. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus, our soon coming King. Bless his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so as we come together tonight, I was praying earlier this week, and the Lord dropped a word, this word in my spirit, and I began to look it up, and it's dealing with the potter and the clay. Tonight, the subject is the potter and the clay, and taken from Jeremiah chapter 18, hallelujah, and we'll read from verse 1. Those of you who have your Bible, you can follow me along as I read. But God has a word for us tonight. God has a direct word from the throne room of God that is time for us to realize who God is and who we are and what he wants to do and what he is going to do, and nobody can stop what he is planning on doing. Bless his name. So, Father, let us pray. Father, I give you thanks and praise for your word, that your word, hallelujah, tonight may be a lamp unto our feet and a light, God, unto our pathway. Father, I thank you that, hallelujah, tonight, yes, God, that you would send and release, hallelujah, Jesus, your anointing that would make this word come forth with clarity and with ease, that you would anoint the ears of the hearers tonight in the name of Jesus, bind, rebuke, and neutralize the prince of the power of the air, over the airwaves, over this network, God, over this line, any interference or interruption by the enemy, we neutralize it right now. We release the blood of Jesus over everyone, God, gathered tonight. We release the blood of Jesus over this line, hallelujah, over your word. Hallelujah, God, word my mouth tonight in the name of Jesus. Back me on the side, God, that you may push yourself forward. Decrease me so that you could increase. Sit me down tonight that you may rise up, God, on the inside to hear. That we, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, that we might hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto us, his people, his church. All glory to Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. And we do thank you, God, and give you praise. Now, the word seems to Jeremiah, starting from verse 1, from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my word. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again unto another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word, hallelujah, tonight, thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? That's a question. Said the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in mine hand, O house of Israel. At what instance I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to this hallelujah against whom I have pronounced, turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil I thought to do unto it. At what instance I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. Hallelujah. Verse 10 says, if it do evil in my sight that it obey not my voice, then I will repent. Hallelujah. Because God said, I will be sorry of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now, therefore, go to speak to the men of Judah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah tonight unto the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Glory to God. I'm speaking to every voice tonight, every nation tonight, every city, every church, everyone under the sound of the voice of God tonight. He said, say unto them, thus said the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, there is no hope. Hallelujah. Many people think that there is no hope. Hallelujah. But they said, we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. Don't they see that people are doing what they feel like doing, and the imaginations of so many people are just evil continually? Verse 13 says, therefore, thus said the Lord, ask ye now among the heathen who had heard such a thing. The virgins of Israel had done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field, a question, or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people, God is talking to his people tonight. He's talking to the church tonight. He's talking to Israel tonight. Has forgotten me. They have burned incense of vanity. How many know that the church, many in the church, has caught up in the spirit of vanity, bless his name. And they have caused themselves to stumble in their way, ancient path. He's talking about the old way of worship. The old way, my God, of holiness. And straight away, God is saying, to walk in path in the way that is cast up. Sorry, that is not cast up. To make their land desolate. Hallelujah. And a perpetual hissing. Don't we see the desolation that is happening in the land? Hallelujah. Everyone that passes by, thereby, shall be astonished and wag their head. And so God said, when people pass by and see the desolations of the nations, they're going to shake their head because of what is happening. He said in verse 17, I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. And I will shew them the back. He said, I'm going to turn my back and not my face in the day of their calamity. Then said they, come and let us devices against Jeremiah, for the Lord shall not perish from the priest, nor the counsel from the wine, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his word. Hallelujah. Give heed to me, O Lord. Jeremiah begins to talk to the Lord. He said, give heed to me, O Lord, and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? Hallelujah tonight. For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember, he's telling God, hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Remember, I stood before thee to speak good for them, and to turn away thy wrath from them. Bless his name on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, deliver up their children. And this is a very serious prayer that Jeremiah began to pray. He said, therefore, deliver up their children to the famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved of their children and become widows, and let their men be put to death. Let their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses, glory to God, when thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they have digged a pit to take me and hid snares for my feet. Yet, Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight. But let them tonight, O God, have mercy. Let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thine anger. And so, glory to God, Jeremiah was praying because he felt the anger of God. And any time you touch a prophet, a real prophet, and come up against him, you looking for trouble. Because the Bible said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I will just tell you a little bit about Jeremiah. He was the author of this book. The pages recorded the ministry and personal life of the prophet in greater depth and detail than any other Old Testament prophet, except perhaps Moses. Jeremiah devotedly served God who called him, but he experienced deep emotional conflict as God set before him one difficult task after another. He suffered not only resistance to his ministry, hallelujah, and persecution by God's own people, but he also witnessed the downfall of Jerusalem and the temple. The meaning of his name is Yahweh Exalts or Yahweh Loosens, which means the name, which means it's talking about the womb. Depending on the Hebrew root with which the name is associated, it comes from the Hebrew name Yahshua, meaning appointed by God in Hebrew. Hallelujah. He was born a biblical prophet in the year 7 to the 6th century B.C., whose stories or prophecies of judgment and lamentation are recorded in the book that bears his name. He was a young priest of Anathoth. Then he began to prophesy. Glory to God, he was born in the priestly family of Hilkiah. Jeremiah was unique among the writing prophets in that he was commanded not to marry or produce children because of the impending judgment on the nation. And that's in Jeremiah 16, 1-4. Although no evidence exists when he began to prophesy because of the intensely personal nature of his book, his character and life is better known to us and those of any of the other writing prophets. He was sometimes called the weeping prophet. Jeremiah was a devoted patriarch, fully committed to God and to holiness. Glory to God. He was persecuted by his own people for his bold proclamation of the unwelcome truth about the impending captivity. And that's in chapter 19, 14 to 14, and chapter 20, verse 18, chapter 30, 37 to 38. He never lost compassion for his people. His call came in the 13th year of King Josiah, 626 B.C. His writing is in the 7th century B.C. Between 626 and 586 B.C., the year of his writing is dated from the 4th year of Jehoiakim in 605 B.C. Zephaniah and Habakkuk were contemporaries of his earlier ministry. Daniel is of his latter. His early prophecies uttered during the last year of Jerusalem was chiefly warning to the people that unless they repent of their sins, their city would be destroyed. Bless the name of the living God. Now, the theme of Jeremiah was strictly tonight was about warning and judgment. God used Jeremiah to proclaim his word of both judgment and hope to the nation. His message would be primarily one of judgment, constructive word to build and to plant, in the case that Jeremiah's message also contained an element of this, and you can find that in Jeremiah chapter 13, 31 to 34. Now, into the message, people of God, I would like to say tonight, God spoke to me and said, We are living in a time that God is taking, hallelujah, complete control of every event, hallelujah, that is happening in the earth. Glory to God. He said he is in control of everything that we are seeing, whether it is good or whether it be evil. He is manifesting his will, glory to God, to let the world know that he is in control, bless his name, and that the words he has spoken, the words that are written down thousands of years ago, is now manifesting in this end time, hallelujah, Jesus, as we have never seen it before. Chaos and confusion. As we look around, people of God, wrath and judgment is being poured out upon the face of the earth because Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. These are the signs that we must be ready. There are signs to let us know that we can no longer procrastinate or put off or live the way we desire, feel, or think. Many people think that they are going to have time to repent. Many people hear the message of repentance, and they still refuse to repent. How many know tonight this is not the time to hear a message of repentance? They know that God is talking to you, and you refuse to surrender all. These are the times God is speaking to his people like never before. As I was praying, I'm telling you, on Wednesday morning, which was the 12th of this month, God spoke to my spirit concerning the potter's field. He said, I am the potter, and you, hallelujah, tonight are the clay. He said, let me make you. Let me mold you. Let me melt you. Let me shape you. Let me form you. Hallelujah, God, to what I desire you to be. What is the definition of porter? Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Porter means, hallelujah, squeezing something into shape. Squeezing into shape to form or to fashion. Glory to God, to frame something. Hallelujah. Of an individual at conception. Hallelujah. At your birth. Hallelujah. Of Israel as a people. Thank you, Jesus. It also says, and this is coming from the quarters and the lexicon, the definition, it says to preordain. It deals with preordain. It deals with plan, purpose of a situation, to be created, to be predestinated. He said to be preordain, and the Strong's Concordance, it says the same thing, squeezing into shape, to mold into a form, especially as a porter, to determine. It talks about being an earthen, and you know that we came from the earth, so it deals with earthen, and to make, and it also deals with purpose. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so as we hear the definition of what God is telling us that the porter is, hallelujah, prophet used these familiar metaphors to speak. Jeremiah used these metaphors to speak about the relationship between God and God's people. Jeremiah 18 presents another rational one. God as a porter, Israel as a clay man with a design plan. Hallelujah tonight. Israel as the substance under review. Glory to God. And God said, you are my God, my creation. Hallelujah. I am the craftsman. I have a design plan for your life. I have a design plan for your future. Hallelujah. Your substance is under view. You are under my view, my God, on tonight. Bless the name of Jesus. An unequal power relationship formed between porter and clay as the formless lump. If you look at a lump of clay, it has no shape. It has nothing to it. Take the shape in the hands of the designer. And so God said, I am the designer. The porter provides guidance and insight. Glory to God on tonight. The porter creates the plan. The porter applies pressure. Oh, glory to God, to the mold. Glory to God. The clay is rather passive and subject to the will of the porter. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is saying, I am the one that has the creative plan for your life. I desire to have a relationship with you so I can shape you and design you, hallelujah, tonight, the way I desire. Glory to God. I am the one that have been guiding you all of your life. I allow pressure, glory to God, to be in your life so that you will
and where I reign, and whatsoever I say goes. The clay can never tell the potter what kind of vessel to mold it into. The potter is in total control. Hallelujah, Jesus. What does Jeremiah intend to communicate to the use of this particular metaphor? It was about repentance. This whole chapter is about repentance, people of God. He was doing something that God is telling us and expecting us to do in this last hour, called calling people to repentance. Time is short, so we should be out there crying out like Jeremiah, telling the nations it is a time of repentance. The porter God tonight is at the wheel. As you look in my God, verses 1 to 4, God commands Jeremiah to visit the porter's house and listen for the word of God. God is saying, listen to my voice. Glory to God on tonight. Jeremiah noticed this craftsman working at the wheel to shape the clay. Glory to God. However, the emerging vessel that was in the hands of the porter does not take the correct form. Glory to God. So the porter decides to reshape it in order to create another vessel. Glory to God. The porter has to totally destroy the clay, hallelujah, to rebuild it into something that was pleasing to him. Hallelujah on tonight. To realize, glory to God tonight, that destruction is a part of the creative process that God must take us to. There is a lot of things happening in our lives that we think it is the handiwork of Satan. But God said, God allow a lot of testings, hallelujah, and trials to come in our lives, glory to God, to bring us out as pure gold. We all know that gold must go through the fire, must be melted and molded. It has to be bent and beaten upon for the beauty to be seen in order for us to become that pure gold. Glory to God tonight, or the pure vessel that God has already ordained for our lives to be. We've got to understand that we were already ordained to be what God has us to be. And he said tonight, oh, glory to God tonight, there has to be a destruction of the carnal mindset that we have. There has to be a destruction of negativity over our lives. There has to be a destruction of our wills. We must put our wills away. We must destroy our attitude. Hallelujah. Many of us need an attitude adjustment. God said there has to be a destruction of your attitude. Glory to God. Our faithlessness needs to be destroyed. Our unforgiveness needs to be destroyed. Of love, glory to God. I feel God tonight need to be destroyed. Divisions in the body of Christ need to be destroyed. Everything that does not represent or glorify God, God said, I have to bring it to destruction. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything that does not represent my kingdom, I have to destroy it. Hallelujah, God. It got to go. My God, it got to get rid of it. There has to be a process. Hallelujah, until the porter is pleased with us. Hallelujah. He's taking us through a process until he feels like we are capable of doing what he has called us to do. The final phrase in verse 4, as seems good to him, holds a key to the metaphor and the message of Jeremiah 18. The porter reshapes and reworks according to the porter's plan and not what the clay perceives as good. The clay does not have the voice in the design process. And so God is saying, hallelujah, tonight, as a clay, I am the one, I am going to do a work. I'm working things according to me, the porter, and not what you feel like and not what you perceive or think is good. Hallelujah. In your eyes, glory to God. God is saying, hallelujah, to Jeremiah, that what you say or how you feel does not matter to me. Oh, my God, it doesn't matter who, my God, to the porter tonight. He is going to renew to the clay in this last hour. So, my God, on tonight, the clay have no voice. The clay have no voice in the design process, glory to God, that is taking place in our lives in this last hour. The clay has no choice, hallelujah, tonight, but to subject heard the word of the Lord while observing an almond tree. Hallelujah, God, in Jeremiah chapter 1 and 11, verse 11 and 12, and a boiling pot in Jeremiah chapter 1, 13 and 14. And now while watching a potter's shape the clay, Jeremiah had a word directly from God. Thank you, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah, tonight. In this hour, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It is very important to make sure what we're hearing is directly from God, people of God, or if it is from, hallelujah, God, the mouth of a prophet, of a prophetess. We got to be sure that we're hearing God's voices to people that are saying God say, hallelujah, or any pastor, it does not matter. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. We got to be careful and make sure the word is coming directly from God because of so much deception that is taking place in the world today. Hallelujah. He was given a direct command from God himself to go down. Glory to God. God is looking for complete obedience, people of God. When he speaks to us, there is no excuses. The command that God gave Jeremiah was to arise and then to go. Hallelujah. Get up and go. It is time for the body of Christ, hallelujah, and God's people to rise, get up, and go from where they are. Go and do what God had commanded you to do. Glory to God tonight. There is no excuse for disobedience. Disobedience can bring serious consequences. Jeremiah did not hesitate or put off the instructions or the command that God had given him. How many of us today, God has spoken to us, give us a specific instruction, and we have yet to obey God and to move out by faith. Jeremiah had to get up from where he was to go where God wanted him to be so that he may hear the voice of the Lord. We've got to realize in this hour that Shamanda, hallelujah, tonight, that there is a paradigm shift taking place. Oh, my God. God might ask us to do some strange things. He might ask us to do something unusual. He might ask us to do things that are, my God, oh, my God, that is against our fleshly desire. Jeremiah had to change his position in order to carry out the specific instruction that God has given him. Hallelujah, God. And so God and God speak, hallelujah, to move. You've got to change your position sometime. Glory to God. If God is asking you to change your position or relocate to a different place or area, don't procrastinate. He has a reason for why he is telling you to move. We need to remember tonight, people of God, that the things of God are foolishness to the natural man. Glory be to God on tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 14 says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And so you need spiritual discernment to know the things of God, to know to move in God's move. This is the time God is doing something new in the kingdom, in the earth, and in the lives of his people. Thank you, Jesus. It may seem foolish to people or even yourself. Hallelujah tonight. And so it's going to take us to have spiritual discernment. We've got to pray for spiritual discernment like never before so that when God speaks, we would know that it is him that is speaking directly to us. Glory to God. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not hear. When Jeremiah got to the porter's house, the name of Jesus, he saw the porter working on a wheel, but the vessel that the porter made of clay was marred in the hands of the porter. So he had to make it again into another vessel, glory to God, that seemed good to the porter. In verse 2, glory to God, God explained to Jeremiah that the sovereign grace is able to take the marred pot, which represents Israel, America, a useful vessel. But to the elders in the church, in chapter 19, when Jeremiah spoke to them, he declared that their generation will be irrepeatedly destroyed like a smashed fragile jar. And the fragments taken to Babylon, that generation of the nation was not restored to the land. They never came back to the land. In Jeremiah chapter 19, from verse 1, it says, thus said the Lord, go and get a potter's earthen vessel and take of the ancient people, take of the older people and of the ancient priests, hallelujah, that preach the gospel, and go forth into the valley of the son of Phinom, which is by the entry of the east gate, and proclaim there the word that I shall tell thee, and say, hear ye the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah. God is talking to the leaders of nations. Kings, whoever you are, governors, God has said, go to them and tell them, hear the word of the Lord God. And he said, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, God is talking to everybody in this hour. Thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, the which whoever hears it, their ears will begin to tingle. Bless Jesus on tonight, because they have forsaken me and have estranged this place and have burned incense into other gods whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. They have built also the high places of Baal to burn their sons with the fire for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded them not, nor speak it. Glory to God tonight. Neither came it into my mind, said God tonight. Therefore, behold, the days come, said the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Can we hear in this word that these things are happening in the earth in this hour? In verse 5 to 10, word indeed comes to the prophet in the form of an interpretation of the potter's action. God invites the people to reflect on their place in God's hand. And so God is saying, we need to reflect on where we are in the hands of God. We need to take a step back and begin to look to see where we are in the potter's hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. The metaphor imagery gives way to a direct divine address to the house of Israel. God was talking directly to Israel. And in this last hour, he is not only talking to them, but he's talking to every nation. Glory be to God. In verses 7 to 8, it says, I may declare that I would pluck up and break down and destroy it. But if that nation turns from its evil, then I will change my mind about the disaster. Verse 9 to 10, it says, I may declare that I will build and plant it, but if it does evil in my sight, then I will change my mind about the good. Jeremiah chapter 1, God is already destroyed. He's ready to destroy if the people turn from their evil. He's ready not to destroy them. Sorry. God will change his mind about the destruction. God's actions are ultimately affected by the people's willingness to turn from evil. And so in this hour, God can turn away destruction. He can turn away the judgment. He can turn whatever is happening, even with this pandemic. He can turn away the evil. But he said, I cannot get the people's undivided attention. They are not seeing the signs that I'm sending in the earth. And so until they decide that they're going to turn to me with all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength, I am going to continue to send devastation and destruction across the land. And my God, the most thunder Bahia. Oh, glory to God, help me tonight. God waits to see how Israel will decide to behave. He waited on them. He gives Israel chance after chance, and he's doing the same thing in this hour. God is open to changing directions, to rethinking possibilities. That's the kind of God that we serve, to relent from devastation. He don't want to destroy. He came to give us life. He loved the world, but my God, how long should he continue to put up with disrespect to him? How long should he put up with rebellion and disobedience and the evil that is in the earth? been working the clay, hallelujah, today, wishes, hallelujah, to work Israel into a beautiful vessel. He wanted to make Israel into something beautiful, but God can also bring judgment if Israel does not change its ways. And so God is saying, I want to make my people into something beautiful. I want to make the churches, hallelujah, God, and the nations into something beautiful. But now I have to bring judgment because they are not changing their ways. Hallelujah. They promoted a perversion to the homosexuality agenda. All kind of things that are evil are being promoted. What do we want God to do? What do we expect God to do? Continue to pour out grace on people who are rebellious. The devil is a liar. And verse 11 brings the passage to a conclusion with a declaration and command to the people of Judah. God is shaping evil, so Israel must turn. What he is doing upon the evil in the earth is to cause the people to turn like he did to Israel, the potter toward destruction. Hallelujah, Jesus. The master craftsman is planning to create an evil design. Glory to God tonight. The people must turn and amend. And so because they are not turning and amending, because I'm the porter that is creating a design to deal with the destruction of those who refuse to amend their ways and turn. They are warned, warning after warning that takes place still did not change their behavior. Glory to God, that was needed. People of God, tonight, we are living in a time where this generation has taken advantage of the grace of God, just like Israel did. The Bible says tonight, we are saved by grace through faith, not of works, not lest any man should boast, but it is a gift of God. Israel took advantage of the grace of God. So God told Jeremiah, glory to God, that he needed to break them up. Oh, hallelujah. And make them over again the way he desires. Hallelujah tonight. This generation is worse than the Israelites. And there is so, my God, there are serious warnings that is going out to the things that are happening in the earth. Hallelujah tonight. And through the preaching of the gospel, God told Jeremiah that he's going to deal with Israel the way the potter dealt with the marred clay. Hallelujah tonight. No matter what he did to Israel, they refused to change or take heed to his warnings that he sent through his prophet. God is saying he is going to deal with this rebellious and disobedient generation the way he dealt with Israel. They failed to realize that the potter had to smash. He had to bow, my God, tonight. He had to smash it. Hallelujah, God. The clay, he had to smash it and make it into something, into another jar. Glory be to God that pleased him. This last generation will go through an experience more than Israel did because their rebellion and disobedience against God has intensified in this last hour. This generation, this is the generation that is set in their ways, does not receive correction or instruction. This is a generation that will kill you in the split second. This generation has taken perversion, sin, and iniquity to another dimension, to another level. This generation is even worse than Israel because there is no fear of God in this generation. Hallelujah tonight. There are some parts in the Bible where God did things to Israel and they would fear and tremble before him. But this generation have no respect, no fear, no reverence for God or his word, his people, his name, or his sanctuary. Look how they're burning down the sanctuary. Look how they're persecuting and killing the children of God. They don't have no fear. In the name of Jesus, God has not changed what he has done to Israel to get her undivided attention. God is going to use even greater methods and greater devastation and destruction in this very last hour to get this last generation attention. Israel failed to realize that God God is in control, and he will do and can do whatever he desires to do. If we look at the nations around the world today, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We are no different from the children of Israel. People seem to forget, including the church. Church people, that we are in the hands of God, and he desires to make us and to mold us to be what he desires us to be. God is saying tonight, glory to God, that this generation is in a messed up state. The church is in a mess. The government is in a mess. Hallelujah, tonight. The nations at large are in a mess upstate. He is saying the clay was marred in the hands of the potter. This last generation further than the marred clay. Oh, glory to God, help me tonight. What is the meaning of the word marred? Let's see what it means. It means when you are marred, you are destroyed. You are corrupt. You are ruined. You are decayed like a dead person. You are spoiled. Hallelujah. You are injured. You are rotten. Hallelujah. That's what marred means. Glory to God. You are perverted. Glory to God. And this is coming from the same definition. The Strong's, hallelujah, and the lexicon. He said, you are perverted. You deal corruptly, which means morally. And so God said, my God, those people today that are marred, all of these definitions represent who they are. Hallelujah. You are in ruin. Hallelujah. My God, tonight. Son said, you are battered. Hallelujah. You perish. You are spilled. You are utterly waste. You are cast off. We got to understand that God is in control. When you look at the word marred, it suggests two variations in meaning: morally corrupt, hallelujah, like in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 11, during the days of Noah, or physically ruined, like in Jeremiah chapter 13, 4 through 7, when God told Jeremiah to take a girdle and put it upon his loins, go to the Euphrates and hide it in the hole of the rock. After many days, God told him to go and get that girdle where he hid it. When he looked at it, it was marred and good for nothing. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. Jeremiah chapter 13, 6 to 10 says, and it came to pass after many days that the Lord said unto me, arise, go to the Euphrates and take the girdle from thence which I command thee to hide. And so God gave Jeremiah this command to hide this girdle. He said, then I went there to the Euphrates and I digged and took the girdle from the place where I had hid it. And behold, the girdle was marred. It was corrupt. It was messed up. It was spoiled. It was decayed. It was nothing. It was unprofitable for nothing. Glory be to God. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thus said the Lord, after this manner, will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. And so God is saying, this is the hour and the time that I am going to mar the pride that is in the earth. The pride, those gay pride, God said, I am going to mar them. I'm going to beat them down. Hallelujah. The disobedience, the witches, the warlocks, the sickness, satanic occultists, whatever you are, God said, I am going to beat you down, and you're going to be marred in my hands. I am going to deal with you in this last hour. Verse 10 says, this evil people which refuse to hear my words within the imagination of their heart and walk after other gods to serve them and to worship them shall even be as this girdle. This is good for nothing. And so God is saying, God hates evil so much that God is saying, I'm going to deal with evil in such a way, glory be to God, because, oh my God, the stench of sin and ungodliness and the stench, oh God, of perversion has now gone up into the nose of God. It is not a stink. And this corruption and these things are in the body of Christ in many of the churches. God has some people that are living holy. God has some leaders that are living upright. God has some churches that are holy. But there are some churches that are, my God, are perverted, my God, delusional, hallelujah. And God is saying they are marred in his hand. But he's getting ready to do a shaking in the nation. God is to saying, hallelujah, tonight, the marred clay would be used for another purpose, as a potter has absolute authority over the clay to fashion it into, my God, whatever he wishes. The Lord God of Israel, people of God, tonight has the power to do what he chooses with his people. God is saying that he is changing and rearranging a lot of things and a lot of people in this last hour. Glory to God. It is all about him. We got to realize God is saying, it is now my time. It is not about you anymore. It is not about me. He said, it's all about me. He is going to do spiritual surgery. Hallelujah. On the body of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is going to be a doctor. Hallelujah. In the surgical ward. He is my God. Jesus, help me. He is a manufacturer of the vessel that he created. Glory to God. We got to realize God is the manufacturer of this body. Hallelujah, tonight. So it is. Hallelujah. It is time. It is time. It is time. Oh, glory to God. It is time. God is saying he's going to do. In this hour, he's going to do a recall and put things in alignment. You know when you have cars, some cars are no good. So the manufacturer have to recall those cars. Hallelujah. Take them off the market and build them over, remake them. God said, I got to recall the body of Christ. I got to recall many of them, put things in alignment that is being messed up by corrupt leadership and corrupt minds. Hallelujah. Corrupt-minded people. Glory to God. We all know when a car begins to give you trouble. Hallelujah, Jesus, the right one. If you don't get the right part for that car, it will mess up. Glory be to God. You may put a part that is not suitable for the car. It may seem as if it is working for a little while, but when you look at your car, my God, tonight, hallelujah, it can or will start to give you more trouble than you had before, hallelujah, because you put in a wrong part or maybe a cheaper part in your car. So you end up spending more money, hallelujah, God, than you had to be. If you could avoid doing that if you're just going to the manufacturer or go and get the right part to avoid spending more money. So the best thing to do is get the part that was created by the manufacturer of that car. Get, my God, tonight, the original part, and everything will fall in line. God said many in the churches are doing this. They are taking shortcuts, listening and talking, are taking advice from the wrong persons. People, glory be to God tonight. People that is feeding you tonight, my God, with the wrong information, going to the wrong ministry, listening to false teachers that are putting the wrong word or messages in your spirit and in your mind, wearing the old, demarred garment like the one Jeremiah had. Glory to God on tonight. All kinds of polluted things, all kinds of negative influence, all kinds of negative words is being fed into our spirits or into the spirits of those who are going to the wrong manufacturer, who are going to the wrong places. So you find yourself getting into deeper situations than you were in before. Glory be to God on tonight. God is saying to us, he is the manufacturer of this body, his church, his people. He knows what is best for us. Thank you, Lord, tonight. He is telling us to come to him. Let him fix whatever it is. He said, cast all of your cares upon me, for I care for you. Take your burden to him and leave it there. His yoke is easy and his burden is light tonight. Stop listening to strange voices. Stop going to contaminated places that is messing up your mind and your spirit. God is saying so many have been listening to and hanging out with those who make you believe or feel that they are the ones that are taking care of you or, my God, responsible for your ministry, oh God, tonight, that make you feel, hallelujah, that you can't move forward without them. Speaking curses over your life. They are not in control. They got to know that God is in control. And God may assign them to your life to be a destiny helper, but they took them to another level. Oh, control of every individual upon the face of the earth. God said many are not what they used to be. They have lost focus on their assignment, and that is not good. So he is going to take what they used to be and make them what he needs them to be. Thank you, Lord God. I don't know about you, but I need God to make me to be what he needs me to be. I need God to back me on the side to make me what he needs me to be. Oh, glory to God tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is saying this generation is so messed up. The nations are in a mess. Hallelujah. God is saying, oh, God, it's time. It's time for him to step in and do what must be done to save his people. He has given, hallelujah, is giving. He has given and is giving a lot of people chances to voluntarily come to him. Hallelujah, on tonight. There is a clarion call going out for the repentance throughout the entire world. There's a clarion call going out to the churches to repent. There's a clarion call going out to the government to repent. There's a clarion call going out to the families to repent. When we look around at what is happening in this world, in this last hour, how people are just dying and dropping down like flies, we see all the devastation, my God, and destruction that is taking place. That means it is time to open our eyes, to look up, tonight for our redemption, drawing nigh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jeremiah chapter 18 and verse 13, Israel did not remain safe as a virgin awaiting her husband. Instead, Israel decided to corrupt herself with the practices of pagan religion, usually through practicing in some sort of sexual-oriented Canaanite ritual. Jeremiah noted Israel's behavior with astonishment. The people of the ancient Near East considered tonight their gods to be one with their culture and national identity. To abandon a god would be to deny themselves their personal identity. That's how they felt. But yet Israel had abandoned the living God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just as many today, they have turned, oh my God, turned, and many are turning their back on God. They're finding excuses to backslide and go back in the world. Some have been church hurt. Some have been through in the church. So they decided, I don't care. I don't want this no more. I can't take it no more. In the name of Jesus, they are abandoning God and turning to all kinds of different idols, all kind of religion and material things, wealth and fame and big names and fortunes that they are yes, God, that they are lusting after. Thank you, Lord God, tonight, that have become their gods. God, they have become their gods in this last hour. They are observing all kind of pagan days that is not biblical. Many have left the church and backslided, walked away, and turned to the world and to Satan, which have become their gods. Thank you, Jesus. But God is now drawing and pulling the remnant back to himself. God told Jeremiah to tell Israel that he is the porter and he is going to deal with them. So God is telling us by his word tonight and through the mouth of his prophets and ministers of the gospel in this last hour that he is the porter. I am your creator. I am in control. I am the one that gives you the breath that you breathe. And it only takes me a second, a split second to take your breath away. I am the one that created you in my image and in my likeness. Without me, you have no life. Without me, glory to God on tonight. You have no breath. The breath you breathe, oh God, say, I lend you that breath, hallelujah, for a short season to do my will. Because there is so much disobedience, God is speaking to the churches and the entire world that he is the porter, he is the word, the world itself would never be saved. But there is a people that God, my God, has picked out, that God has called out to himself, a remnant that God has called for himself. He said, these are the ones that are the vessels that he's making of clay. He's making them over into another jar, another clay. Glory to God. But now many of them are marred in his hands. So many in the church are marred in the hands of God. So he has to make them into another vessel that pleases him, that is good in his eyes on this night. Blessing him, as we have heard earlier, that the potter means to form. Glory to God, to fashion and frame and mold and squeeze. He says this is the time tonight. God is saying this is a time he's going to squeeze them into shape. He's going to form and to fashion and to frame them the way he desires. I'm talking about the remnant tonight. Some of them are still out there on drugs. Some of them still on alcohol. Some of them are in the prison system. Some are in rehabilitating centers. Some of them may be homosexuals. Some of them may be Satanists. Some of them may be witches. But God said, I'm calling in a remnant from these broken places. Those who think cannot be made and melted, molded. He said, I'm going to bring them in and I'm going to form them to the way I want them, because they have a testimony. They can reach many souls for him, on his behalf. And so he said, I'm molding and framing these people to take on his attributes, his character, to become more like him, to take on the mind of Christ. Another definition of the potter is of an individual at conception. God said to Jeremiah in chapter 1, hallelujah, verse 10 to 4, he said, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. A lot of people in this hour fail to realize or deny the fact that God is the one that created them. He already knew exactly everything we were going to do before we were even born. He knew every mistake we would make. He knew every situation and circumstances that we will face and deal with. Nothing happens today. My God takes God by surprise. He told Jeremiah, I already knew you, glory to God, and I have already ordained you to do what I've called you to do. Bless his name tonight. Thank you, Jesus. God is speaking to us, already ordained you for the ministry that he called you into. He's already ordained that marriage that you're in. He has already ordained you to be a leader that he called you to be. In Psalms chapter 139, 13 to 15 says, for thou hast possessed my wings. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Possess means of God's originating, creating, redeeming his people. God is saying you are original. Hallelujah. There is no one else like you on planet Earth. He has not made a mistake when he created you. He is not mixed up. Oh, my God. He is not mixed up about how he created you. Hallelujah. He created us in his own image and his own likeness, which means we look like God. No matter what we look like, he is the one that has redeemed us by his precious blood. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah tonight. Jesus, thank you, Lord God. I thank you. Oh, glory to God. God, when we began to look at in verse 14, he says, I will praise thee. I will praise thee. Hallelujah. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works that my soul knows right well. When we begin to understand who we really are, we will be so grateful to God. We are created so fearfully and wonderfully, but this generation does not appreciate the way they were created. Many are having sex change. Many are mixed up with their identification. Many are getting plastic surgeries to correct things that don't need to be corrected. Many are abusing their bodies with drugs and alcohol. Many are giving themselves over to Satanism and occultism for the devil and demons to live on the inside of them. And so God is saying, it is now my time, glory be to God tonight, to step in and to fix what this generation has messed up. He is going to get their undivided attention. Hallelujah. Verse 15 says, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Many innocent babies are being killed through abortion. And even after they are born, their little lives are being sucked out of killed them. Children are being killed and are dying. Life has no more value. Glory be to God on tonight. Psalm chapter 127:3 says, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. But here we see God saying that we were made in secret, seriously made in secret, formed in the lowest part of the earth. We are made from the dust of the ground. Glory be to God. We always exist. So God created this body that is a vessel or a clay in his hand, and he is about to make it. He put us in this body. But he said, I'm about to remake this body. I'm about to remold and bend and break and shape it. Hallelujah. I'm about to form it and squeeze it until, hallelujah, I am satisfied with the outcome. There are so many people who fail to realize and believe that God, their creator, is their creator and their maker. He is the one that formed and breathed breath, my God, into every living soul upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said in verse 6, then I said, our Lord, this verse, chapter 1, he said, our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not that I am a child, but thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this, they said thee, over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build and to plant. In his word before you were created, we got to realize before we were created in the mother womb, God said today, I know you like Jeremiah, like how I knew Jeremiah. Hallelujah. In this hour, my God, in this hour, we got, there's so much excuses. God said it's time to put away. As to why we cannot, why we don't feel qualified to go and do what God, people are making excuses. They feel unqualified to do what God is telling them to do. But here we see a strong warning to the nations of Israel and the other nations to do what I tell you to do. Go where I send you. Hallelujah. What excuses are we making in this hour that is stopping us from fulfilling God's preordained plan for our lives? That is a question. The word quarter also includes predetermined, preordained plans. In Jeremiah 1:5, God told Jeremiah, form thee in the belly, I already know you. Hallelujah. Jeremiah didn't need man's ordination. Hallelujah. He didn't need man to take, he didn't need nobody to ordain him. You are even, before you were born, I already ordained you to be a prophet. When God has ordained you for a particular word or a particular call on your life, nobody can take it away from you. Nobody can change it. They might deny it or might not recognize you for what God has called you to be. But you have to know for yourself what God has ordained and called you to be. And it does not matter who rejects you. The world must know that God is in control. This is the time and the season where many of them who reject God will find out that there is a God and that he is in control. God tells Jeremiah to stop making excuses. Stop complaining about who you are or what you are not. What I tell you to do, do what I say. And where I send you, you will go. And whatsoever I tell you to speak, you speak. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 3:16-23 says, know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you, and you are Christ. You are not your own. Bless his name. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For ye were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The spirit and the body belong to God. And so God is speaking to us through this word. He is saying too many of his people, and I'm closing in a little bit, and he said too many of his people are finding excuses and not fulfilling their assignment. He's saying this is the time I'm going to squeeze you, mold you, make you. Hallelujah. I'm going to squeeze every negative word and mindset out of you. I'm going to squeeze every negative attitude out of you. I'm I'm going to squeeze every excuse out of you. I'm going to squeeze every insecurity out of you. I'm going to squeeze, my God, tonight, the lack of faith out of you. Hallelujah. I'm going to squeeze the lack of trust in me out of you. I'm going to squeeze prayerlessness out of you. I'm going to squeeze laziness out of you. I'm going to squeeze low self-esteem out of you. I'm going to squeeze slothfulness out of you. I'm going to squeeze complacency out of you. Glory to God tonight. I'm squeezing it out of you. Everything that does not represent my kingdom, I'm squeezing it. Global squeezing it out of you. I'm squeezing poverty and lack out of you. I'm squeezing carelessness and hindrance out of you. I'm squeezing low self-esteem and rejection out of you, that you feel, my God, you feel out of place. Hallelujah tonight. I'm going to squeeze sicknesses and diseases out of you because you have work to do. Everything that does not glorify me, God said to tell you, I'm squeezing it out of you until you become all that I have ordained and created you to be. God said he is squeezing fear. Fear. People are afraid to evangelize, afraid to go out. But God said tonight, I am squeezing fear out of you. He spoke to Jeremiah in verse 8, hallelujah, and told them not to be afraid of their faces. But I am with thee to my God, I'm with thee. Said the Lord God, God is getting ready to squeeze fear out of the lives of those that he has chosen and called and ordained, anointed, and appointed to go and do the work of evangelists, to go and make proof of their ministry. But they are procrastinating and walking in fear. And God is saying, I'm getting ready to squeeze you until you get up and go. I send you, hallelujah, whatever your ministry is tonight, glory to God, or whatever God, hallelujah, tonight has entrusted into your care, whatever talent or gift he you entrusted you with. He said, if you are not obeying his voice, he's going to squeeze you and make you and mold you and break the will of your flesh and take out everything, hallelujah, tonight that is holding you back. God tells Jeremiah, he didn't need to be afraid. He already has prepared him by touching his mouth. He set him up and gave him authority over the nations, over the kingdom, to root out and to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, and to build and to plant. Many people today are afraid to step out on faith and to do what God said to do. God said it's time to go, that everything should be sorted out. Some think that everything is sorted out. Some think that they have a call. But God said, you need to go. If I put it in your spirit to go, I've already made the way for you. In the name of Jesus, this is the season to operate in boldness. Hallelujah, God. No more excuses. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, 6 and 7, he said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee, by putting on of hand, bless his name. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. God said he didn't give us the spirit of fear. We find every spirit of fear. Oh, God, we bind it tonight, and we neutralize the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus is against the spirit of fear. We command you to loose your hold right now of the minds of God, people. God said, time to stir up the gift that is within us. It is time to step out in faith and let him use us. Time to make foolproof. It's time for him to make us. It's time for us to let him melt us. It's time for him to let us shape us and mold us and squeeze us so that we can be all that he called and ordained us to be, for the kingdom of God is here. Hallelujah, God. Jeremiah 18, 16 to 7 says, as to make their land desolate. And so God said, then we don't move. We see things begin to happen. Chaos and confusion is happening. Here in these verses, God will help us to understand his grace is people is being spared. Many people are being spared because of his grace. Their sinfulness is being in their disobedience that has come up before God. They've turned their back. God is saying, it has come up before me, and now I'm dealing with it. So he's depending on us. The east eastern part of the world, they would literally have to die if they go out there. Ancient Near East culture, from they had more shame. The eastern culture had more shame than we do in the western world. You hear me? The physical pain and loss they went through because of the gospel. In this western culture, we don't have that type of shame about nothing we do in this hour. Every kind of filthiness and sin, iniquity and corruption seems to be acceptable in the western part of the world. In the eastern part of the world, they would literally have to die or being killed or being sold or some type of torture. But in the west side of the world, there is no punishment for the thing that is detestable and wrong in the eyes of God. Today, Christians are being persecuted, punished, and thrown in prison for the name of Jesus and for the word of God. But those that are doing injustice are getting away with it. They're getting away with everything that is wrong in the eyes of God. Bless his name. In verse 18 and 23, it shows us where they diverse a plan and put it against Jeremiah to take his life, people of God, as we read, because they didn't want to hear the truth. They came up against the prophetic words that God had given Jeremiah for the nation. They said, the Lord shall not perish from the priest, nor the counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. And they were talking about the false prophet. Today, people like that has itching ears. They like to hear false prophetic words. And so that's what Israel is saying, that they ain't going to listen to Jeremiah. They can listen to the false priest and the false prophet, and they wanted to kill him because of what he was saying. Come and let us attack him. Don't we see the same thing happening in this last hour? That when you're speaking the truth, or when you speak in words of judgment and destruction, or a message God gives you, and they are not smooth and pretty, sugar-coated, compromising words, they will reject you and fight against the word. So God is showing us through Jeremiah that we have to take a stand no matter what. No matter what, we have to take a stand in this hour. The word is in trouble, and so it's time to reach out. But God is calling for genuine repentance tonight from the pulpit to the door. Every nation, every city, God is saying it's time to repent and be real. Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray, oh God, that this word came to mold and to make us and to break us and to shape us and to squeeze us to be what you would have us to be. Father, I thank you now, God, that this word, God, to take root, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray tonight, God, that we would give heed to this word tonight and get a zeal and a desire and a burning passion for the things of God, a burning passion for soul, a burning passion for repentance. And I pray for Brundage, Alabama tonight, where they're bringing this homosexual gay parade. We bind the will of the enemy, and we bring the works of Satan to naught. I pray, God, that it would storm, that it would rain, that they would not parade the streets of Brundage, Alabama, to pollute this place with abominable homosexualized thoughts. I come up against it in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you now. Take the glory tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. God bless you tonight. If you would, go ahead and offer salvation for anyone that would like to give their lives unto the Lord on tonight, if you will. Grace the platform.
God tonight. As you have heard the word of God, we have listened to what, not what this person is saying, but the word came directly from the mouth of God. Don't take for granted that you're okay because you're sick. Don't take for granted that you go to church.
But if you don't have that personal relationship with God, if you don't know God in the pardon of your sins, if you have never repeated the sinner's prayer, if you don't have that relationship, God is calling your name tonight. God is speaking to you tonight. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We might think that we're going to live. We might think that we can live to see the next week. But tomorrow, the Bible says not promised. So tonight, as the word of the Lord came across this platform, God is saying the door is open for repentance. I know a lot of people may feel ashamed, but this is not the time to be ashamed. This is not the time to draw back. This is a time for genuine repentance and genuine relationship with God. Because if you die in your sin, there's a place called hell and the lake of fire where you will burn for eternity, and there'll be no coming out of that place. And so God is calling tonight. If you know that you're in a place where you should not be, if you know that your walk with God where it should not, where it is not and should be, then you can press *6 and you can come over on the line and we can go and pray with you and declare the word of God over you in Jesus' name. You may come on over if you feel the need to attend our prayer tonight.
Praise the Lord. If there's none for salvation tonight, glory to God. Amen. Woman of God, if you would accept prayer requests, any prayer requests on the line tonight, press *6 and come over. Press *6 and come over to the broadcast side. If there are any prayer requests on the line tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God tonight for this word. We thank God on tonight, people of God. Listen, we might as well let go and let God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Even as a woman of God began to say it's a time, God is calling us there to this time of repentance. Glory to God. This time, amen, where he, glory to God, is making, molding, squeezing us, glory to God, because he knows the plan that he has for each and every one, the purpose that he has placed within each and every one of us, people of God, and in order to get us to that place, amen, as this word of God has declared tonight, we've got to get back on the wheel. We got to yield ourselves again into the hands of the potter, amen. Glory to God, we may not be thinking right. We may not be doing it just right. Amen. Jesus, as the word declared on tonight, there's a shifting that's taking place. There's a shifting that's taking place. Glory be to God. And the Lord himself is doing it on tonight, bringing us into realignment, bringing us into recall. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight for this word. We bless him. We thank him tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. I don't know about you, people of God, but this word, amen, Jesus, began to even penetrate. Amen. Begin to penetrate my soul. And that's what the word of God comes for. Amen, Jesus, to shine the light. It comes, people of God, to cause us even so to look at ourselves, to see what we may have missed him along the way. Amen, Jesus. But we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight again for this word. We bless him. We thank him on tonight. We glorify him. Amen, Jesus, on this night. Amen. The potter's wheel. Amen. We got to revisit. We got to revisit the potter's wheel on tonight. Amen. Hear the call of God. Hear the call of God on tonight. It's a clarion call. It's a call unto holiness, a call unto action. Thank God on tonight that we have been able to hear the word and the voice of God. Amen. Glory to God. Let us heed tonight. Let us heed tonight. And we give God thanks on tonight, people of God. And while you're yet here, we just want to remind you. We want to remind you on tonight, people of God, glory to God, that we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. We're not our own, but we have truly been bought with the price, the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. And we got a charge to keep. So we give God thanks and praise tonight. Amen. Just want to thank God for you again, woman of God. We bless you. Amen. May God bless. May God keep you. May God shine upon you tonight in every way. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray that he will restore the virtue unto you. Even so, as you've given out to his people, we ask that he will restore unto you even now, pressed down, shaken together, running over. We give him praise. We give him thanks. We give him for every blessing unto you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray the shed blood of Jesus Christ covering upon you now in the name of Jesus. And we do, as sons of God, we forbid backlash on tonight. We forbid retaliation on tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray that his glory will cover you wheresoever you go, wheresoever your foot would tread. Amen. On tonight, we pray that he will cover, that he will shield you from the hand and the plan of the enemy, from the wicked devices. We declare and we decree on tonight that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We declare, we decree on tonight that every tongue that is risen up against you, glory to God, we condemn in the name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that the Lord would upgird you with his sweet, with his free spirit in the name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that he will continue to endow you with revelations from on high in the name of Jesus. May he strengthen you for the days ahead, for the hours ahead, glory to God, as you declare this gospel. We thank God tonight for doors of utterance in the precious name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that you shall not miss one divine appointment. And Father, for this we give you thanks, we give you praise. Cause your face to shine upon your servant. Even now, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you for your angels that you've given to keep charge over her in all of her ways, in everything that concerns her, Father. We thank you. We bless you now. We honor and we glorify your Father. And we count it all done tonight in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And so it is on tonight, and so it is. Glory to God, and we give God thanks. We give God praise, amen, for you, woman of God, for your longstanding commitment to be with us, amen, Jesus, every Sunday, Monday night. People of God, come on back to be with us on tomorrow night, the woman of God will be with us again, amen. Tell somebody, bring somebody. Tell them about the Prayer News Network Global. And people of God, we just want to take this time to remind you of our upcoming 3-year anniversary celebration. A date change. There has been a date change, people of God. It's not April 22nd, but now it is extended to July the 8th. July the 8th starting at 10 a.m. Listen, people of God, we want to see you there. We want you to come. We want you to be with us. Amen. Come and hear the voices. Come and see the voices of those people that you have heard over the years, over these 3 years. Come, amen, in fellowship. Come meet and greet. Amen. Come and be with us. We would love to have you. It's going to be taking place at the Crown Plaza. It's going to be taking place again at the Crown Plaza, 201 Aberdeen Parkway. 201 Aberdeen Parkway. That is Peachtree City, Georgia. Peachtree City, Georgia. People of God, we want to see you. Amen. Reach out to us. Let us know. Amen, Jesus. We do have an Eventbrite out there. But if you're not familiar with Eventbrite, we want you to text us. We want you to let us know. Let us know that you're coming. We would like to get a head count. Amen. For if the place is not big enough, we need to know it in advance. So we're asking you, please, ma'am, please, sir, let us know if you're planning to come so that we can provide amply. Amen. If we need another place, glory to God, we won't know that except you call us or you text us and let us know that you're coming. We need to know in advance. Let us know as soon as possible, if you would. Listen, the number that you can text is 912-257-3000. 312-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, you can text us at 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. You can text us, let us know. Please, ma'am, please, sir, let us know in advance if you're planning to come. We want you to be comfortable. Amen.